Break it down for us as he does each and every week. He is the star-studded beat reporter. I mean, like, I ask him for his autograph. He's that good. He's from Letterman Row, spent a million years at the Dispatch, but now he's all ours, at least for the next 10 minutes. He's Tim Mays on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The legend.
Dude. Hi, Tim. Hey, man. You just coined a new word.
Which one?
A non-conference game.
It is That's a non-conference play. Game. That's true. Well, wait, they equal each other out. So that makes it a conference game.
I know. It's called a double negative. Yeah. You came up with a new word, a non-conference game.
That's how I roll, baby. I'm making words up.
It seems like the two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
You go, y'all go from sense to nonsense. I like that.
That's what we do on this show. That's why we love having you on the show, so we don't have to digress and go through the silly words that I use. All right, Buckeye, I'm assuming you tell me this is their biggest challenge of the season so far. Help me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Number one, it's a Big Ten game, and it's a Big Ten team, and everything that denotes. I mean, it's basically, even though it may be a bottom half of the Big Ten team, it's still got larger players, across the board, probably faster players than anybody they've gone against. I mean, I was asking. It's funny because I asked Ryan Day. I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday. Yeah, my days get mixed up anymore. But it's almost like they're playing a non-conference game instead of a non-conference game because this is a brand new team and with a brand new coaching staff, and you kind of got to learn them by just looking what have they done this year, what have they done on video this year, and then look at some Oregon State stuff. But I think what Michigan State's got 61 new faces on the team. I mean, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the modern world.
Yeah, no kid, man. And especially having to go in there for a night game in East Lansing against a team you don't totally know. You used to know quite well with Michigan State, but not as much there. This does feel like a big boy game, Tim. And I'm thinking this is a big boy Ohio State team. Will Howard has looked really good throughout this whole thing. And I know it hasn't been much of a test, but boy, that kid looks like he fits like a glove, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of big boys, he's, 6'5", 235. And the interesting part about from now on is one of his strengths is definitely running the ball. And he's only run the ball, I think, 8 times thus far this year. He's looking forward to maybe the need being for him to run the ball a little bit more because he does enjoy doing that. But he's been really good throwing the ball. And, what people forget, well, maybe not. Maybe I don't give people enough credit, this guy is a fifth-year player. He's a guy who started, 20-something, 27, 28 games at Kansas State, helped them win a Big 12 championship 2 years ago. I mean, he's been around, and he's exuding that leadership now. I mean, after he got to know the guys, after moving in January and stepping up and, it's really funny when you look at just the two players that get to play started for Huffman, started for almost 2 years at Alabama at center. And then you got Will Howard, and then he's handing off or pitching out to Quinshon Judkins, who the last 2 years gained over 1,000 yards each year at Mississippi State. I mean, that's a pretty good upgrade for your roster overall. And I got people just going by me like I'm going about 40 miles an hour, and I'm actually going 71. I mean, people are nuts anymore. They don't understand that if you're in a – like this guy just went by me in a Honda Transport or Passport. He's going like 88 miles an hour. He doesn't understand. If he loses control, he's flipping for 20 minutes. I mean, people are nuts. I know what it's like in the big city up there in Cleveland. I'm talking about here just south of Toledo with this – crosswind everybody's dealing with from Helene. Helene. People are crazy. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, man. It might be, Doc Brown got a hold of that thing. They might be trying to go back to the future in that transport.
They're going to end up in the past if they keep doing that.
I'm talking about everybody's going by. I'm going 72 in a 70, and everybody's going by me. And I just admitted to anyone listening, I'm also breaking the law. Go ahead now.
I'm going to go back to football because I have stories, I have highway stories that I don't want to go into. But my point is that, you know, and I think this is nitpicking for an offense that's pretty much averaging 50 points a game, that in the beginning there was hesitation on looking at the offensive line and wondering what they looked like in that first game. And then by the time they got around to Marshall, it just felt like the offensive line had some cohesion. Just your assessment of Ohio State's offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, but it was expected in that first game. Yeah. I mean, everybody getting their feet under him. I mean, Donovan Jackson wasn't playing. Of course, he didn't play the second game either. But, you know, when you've got a preseason All-American sitting there having to watch while his hamstring, and believe me, you want hamstrings to heal fully, just ask Jackson Smith and Jigba, and I'm sure numerous Cleveland Browns through the years. But it was hard for him to sit there and just watch, but he did. It's paid off. He feels pretty much 100% instead of pressing it and trying to get in there because it is his last season as a Buckeye, and these games go by, man. It just seems like the season will never come around. It doesn't seem like you'll ever get to your senior year, and then all of a sudden, it just the games just start rolling by. And he was eager to get back in the lineup. Now he's back, and that makes a huge difference. But you're right. There's a vim and vigor to this offensive line that wasn't there, I don't think, hardly ever last year, and maybe even the year before. I don't know. That line in 22 was pretty good at the end of the year, but the bottom line is yes. And then you put Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson behind them, both of whom not only are not afraid to go through a small crack in the line, but boy, they get through there, they can take it to the house. Both of them can, and you know. And then you got James Peoples champing at the bit to play a little bit more as that third running back. I mean, their running game, and like I said, you throw the possibility of Will Howard running a lot more down the line. Yeah, they feel pretty good about where they are. I think on the running, they always answer when you ask about that. We can always be better, and definitely they can do that too.
Hmm. All right, Tim, I'm going to come back to Ohio State because I really want your opinion on this. The deal at UNLV with the starting quarterback, Matthew Sluka, is that how you say it? I think it's how you say his name.
Sluka,
Yeah, I mean – that team's undefeated. UNLV is making national headlines for the first time in forever. And then he's walking because the team didn't pay him $100,000, according to his father and his agent. What do you think of that?
I think if you make a promise, you keep it.
Yeah.
And number one, and people can say, well, things weren't in writing. You know, who knows what the truth is really right now about that. But it's enough to make him mad enough to leave because – that guy was making headlines along with his team.
I know.
And a lot of these, you know, a lot of old-time guys are saying he's abandoning his team and blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, there's two sides. I guarantee you there are two sides to this story. And in this NIL transfer portal world, you better live up to your word pretty much on both sides of it. But if one side does it, why are you obligated to do it? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand-new world. These guys aren't necessarily playing for allegiance to the team like in the old days, even though, you know, I mean, Ohio State's recruited nationwide for eons. But the idea that you come in just to play for that brand and that school and it means everything to you, you know, that's gone to the wayside. I mean, look at DJ Ungulele, you know. I mean, he's playing for his third team in 3 years and or 4 years and right on down the line. I mean, it's crazy. So I kind of side with the player because I've got a feeling that what their side of the thing is accurate.
That Slukas is. That's your okay. So here's my next thought. So like when I heard the story go down, I'm like, oh man, he's having a great start to the season. And I'm at first I was like, oh, I wonder if he could transfer back to like, you know, the old 1AA or Division II, but you can't do that. The NCAA won't let you do that. But I got to tell you, Tim, if these guys are paid to do their work, I'm wondering how long before that rule changes. Because I don't think the NCAA wants it to, and I, you know, but, I mean, if we're treating them like employees, and I say
changes,
to you,
there are no rules.
Well, I'm just saying, Tim, if you work for me, right, and you're writing for me, and you decide I didn't pay you, and so you want to leave, I can't stop you from getting another job. And the more we start talking about this being a job, you start to wonder, I wonder if somewhere in the near future we're going to see players leaving mid-season because they're not happy.
Boy, two things popped through my head as you were talking. Number one, Man, if I'm working for you, I'm desperate.
You are.
So I'm probably going to hang on to that job.
That's true. By the way, okay, we never would have taken a plane anywhere. You would have been riding a bicycle to like Happy Valley and stuff if you were working for me back then. Yes.
Hey, right now, I feel like I'm shooting crosswind landings back at the Angelina County Airport when I used to fly when I was a teenager. But I digress. The other thing is, you sounded like John Matuszak in, what was that, North Dallas 40?
Yes.
This one, we call it a game, you call it a business. And when we call it a business, you call it a game. That's kind of what's going on right now with
this
Lucas thing.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
But here's the thing. They're going to revenue sharing next year unless they get really delayed because of the house settlement situation, which seems to be a little bit in limbo right now. But they're going to revenue sharing, so they're going to be paying these guys. The schools are going to be paying these guys, number one. So that's already happening. Number two, I told you guys a year and a half, 2 years ago, the only way you really get a handle on what's going on now is a word that people in the NCAA, and I'm talking about the schools, that's what the NCAA is a word called contracts. And nobody wants to go the contracts route. But that's how, if Lucas is playing for UNLV next year or 2 years from now, and they get the word contract in there, you can't walk on a contract. You can sit out, but you can't walk. And so I got a feeling this accelerates more of a just like the kid leaving USC now, the defensive lineman. He's not going to play the rest of the year. He hopes to practice with the team, but he doesn't feel like he's being utilized properly. Mm. And now he's already letting you know he's hitting the transfer portal in December, even though there's, what, 10 games left, games left in this season. I mean, that's crazy stuff. But, you know, we've seen that happen at Ohio State a couple of times where guys pretty much step out because they have seen the future and they're not in it. But so, you know, there's all kinds of ways to answer that question, but it doesn't always come down on from the standpoint of loyalty. It does come down to loyalty a bit, but loyalty is a two-way street.
It's the best part, and Tim May joining us, the legend on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can read him at Letterman Row, the Tim May podcast, all sorts of good stuff. You can find the legend. The thing with it, Tim, is I'm actually okay with it because as bad as this sounds, man, it's nice to see some of these coaches actually be held accountable instead of making a whole bunch of empty promises in a living room with their parents sitting there, and then all of a sudden they get on campus, and all of those are like, yeah, just kidding. I just wanted you here in to begin with. Like, now there is actual like repercussions for the garbage that's being sold.
Yeah, you can't really go, huh? What? Anymore, because a guy has rights. I mean, these guys should have had rights to begin with. But the one story I was reading about the thing at UNLV is might have been made by the offensive coordinator and not the head coach. But you got to figure somebody's got to be in on the conversation besides those kind of guys. And number two, I'm not sure you're allowed to make a promise like that. You know what I mean? But who knows? Who knows what the rules are anymore? That's the big problem. But when you say you're, instead of paying him $100,000, you're paying him $3,000 a month. In the modern world, it's chump change, baby.
All right. Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks, to give us all the lowdown on everything.
There you go.
All right, my friend. Have fun. Please avoid all the idiots on the road on your way up to East Lansing. And we look forward to talking to you next
week. Here's what we got to do. Next time I'm driving somewhere,
yes,
we've got to have it where y'all can have a YouTube channel with my in-car camera, with an in-car camera with me, like in Formula One or IndyCar, where you can see what I'm actually dealing with while I'm talking.
But we only want to see two hands on the wheel, and then we want to see your hands shaking on the wheel. That'd be fun.
Well, I'm holding the phone with one hand because if I go on speakerphone, you'll hear Tim May, you're the what do you call it, the echo. So
yeah.
I'm trying to do y'all a huge.
You are. I'm just glad you're not in Ohio where there's a new law about that. Just so you know, we're just taking care of you, Tim.
No,
thank you.
You can talk on the phone. You can talk on the phone in Ohio.
Look
it up. Look it up. I don't think you gotta be on speakerphone if you're just holding the phone up. You just can't be. I don't think you can be. What do you call it? I don't think you can be texting while you're driving.
No
and
texting
out in front of you.
That is true.
It's fugitive. Not
everybody has a speakerphone.
The views and opinions of Mr. Tim May are not those necessarily of Baskin and Phelps or 92.3 The Fan. Yes.
Real quick, next time we'll test it. I'll do it speakerphone. We'll see what it looks like.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Tim.
Bye.
Tim May. We'll talk more about what he had to say. Letterman Row next. Baskin and Phelps.